819 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Wednesday. And guess who has stopped by for a midweek chat? Yeah, that's right. It's Shirley DeRouge. She's director of the Downtown Du Bois Inc. group. And Shirley, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Great to have you in with us once again. Get to do this every 2 weeks. And it seems like things just pass by. When we last talked, it wasn't fall yet, but it's most definitely fall.
It sure is.
One only needs to look outside. And another one of those big signs of fall was the fact that this past Saturday you had the annual grapes and hops tour in Du Bois. Tell us how it went.
It was wonderful. The weather was perfect, so that was great. So everybody was out walking around downtown. But we had over 200 participants. We had 12 site locations with 12 different wineries, breweries, distilleries taking part in it. We had, you know, one as far away as Pittsburgh that came in, and they absolutely loved being part of it. They loved the event. A lot of positive feedback from everyone. And we had a new improved VIP experience for people.
Great.
At Brady Street Collective. Lindsay did a fabulous job with that. It was a wonderful event.
And that's great that we can have something like that and have it go off so well like it did in downtown Du Bois this past Saturday. And something that has been taking form here over the past several weeks, people will see in downtown Du Bois some scarecrows, some a little scarier than others on the light posts. And, you know, people can size those up, enjoy them, but also kind of give their opinion of them. There's some voting going on there, right?
Yes, there is. On our Facebook page, we have pictures of each of the displays, and you can vote for your favorite one or two or three. Can vote for more than one. But I do suggest getting out if you haven't already and walk and see them in person, because pictures don't do them justice.
True.
And everybody is really enjoying them. Again, another thing that I'm getting a lot of positive feedback, people just really are just enjoying seeing that, you know, sort of festive holiday decoration. It just livens things up here on West Long Avenue.
It really does, especially as we get into the fall season and leave summer behind. But it's nice to see the creative abilities of so many and some of the different ideas that are expressed there. So very neat. So yeah, we encourage you to make sure you check them out. If you can't come see them in person, make sure you check them out online at the Downtown Du Bois Facebook page, right?
Correct.
Okay, great. And we do not want to finish our midweek chat, Shirley, without mentioning that we are, believe it or not, down to only two more farmers market Saturdays.
I know. I'm not ready for them to end.
And they've been fantastic, right?
Very well attended. Very well attended, and just a nice variety of vendors there. And I mean, come out last two, be there early because they always sell out.
Quickly,
I've made the mistake of not coming in until like 10 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay, so what I was coming for, they're sold out of.
Right.
But be there early and just enjoy these last two.
And it's all homemade and homegrown goods, right?
Yes, all locally homemade, homegrown produce, canned goods, butchered meats, and crafts.
Yeah.
Just a variety.
Super. And that's in the Pershing parking lot, which of course is at the corner of Brady and Long. For those that may be saying, well, where does all this excitement happen?
In the Pershing lot, corner of Brady and Long, right across from the old Deposit Bank building, or across the street from Hockman's Candy, right there in that parking lot.
All right, super. Well, there's only two to go, and they open up at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. So you got this Saturday, September 28th, and then the last one on October 5th.
Yes.
And then we'll say goodbye to those, but I'm sure there'll be something new and exciting right around the corner.
Of course.
Okay. And we'll find out what that is when we talk to you again in another 2 weeks. So thanks a lot, Shirley.
Thank you.